الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة ويقول الحق سبحانه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And surely the best reward, ultimately, is for those who have the consciousness of Allah. And surely there is no animosity except for the oppressor. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners, and that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant, his last messenger. May Allah always, constantly, send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, to his companions, to all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I begin by reminding myself of the critical importance of the consciousness of Allah. In everything that we do, every phase of our life, whether it is good times or whether it is bad times, to remember that there is one who has power over all things. There is one who knows the future and who has set a plan in motion for those who believe. O you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in His mighty book, O you who believe, have the consciousness of Allah, fear Allah in the way He should be feared, and do not die except as Muslims. When this verse was revealed in Ali Imran, Surah Ali Imran, verse 103, it had a heavy weight on the companions, because the verse is saying, ittaqullah haqqa tuqati, that you should worship Allah, you should fear Allah in the way He should be feared. And they thought, how can we fear Allah in the way that He should be feared? And so Allah Azza wa Jal was so merciful and revealed, فَتَّقُوا مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ, that you have the consciousness of Allah in the best possible way that you can. So their understanding from that came, اِتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ, that you should fear Allah in the way He should be feared to the best of your ability. And the verse continued, said, do not die except in a state of Islam. And so the bottom line in this divine revelation is that we need to strive as much as we possibly can to leave this world in a state of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the best of our ability, teach our children. To the best of our ability, live the Islamic lifestyle, no matter what is the cost. And Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he was the best example of this. Allah left an example for us that would inspire us and inform us in all situations, not only in situations of prayer, not only in situations of fasting, but in everything that we do. And it is reported in the third year after the Hijrah, when the Muslims had been successful in repulsing the polytheists in the Battle of Badr, another great confrontation happened. It was the Battle of Uhud. The Muslims suffered terribly in this battle. They were strong enough to hold, and the mushrikeen retreated. But information came to the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, that Abu Sufyan, the leader of Quraysh, had gathered together his people to attack the Muslims another time. So the Prophet ﷺ turned to his companions who had been bruised, who had been wounded, who had been in some cases mutilated, something they had never seen before in their warfare. He turned to them and he said, I want the people who were in Uhud alone to come with me to meet the Quraysh. Shared experience. Those who have gone through the trial, come with me and we face Quraysh. And they went out to a place called Hamra al-Asad. They stayed for 3 days. They lit 500 campfires. And with the strength of the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing, the Quraysh retreated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in Surah Ali Imran, verses 173-5, الَذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمَ النَّاسُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ وَاتَّبَعُوا رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَظِيمٍ إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah revealed at this critical time, speaking about the believers, those to whom the people said, surely men have gathered against you in large numbers, therefore you should have fear for them. But this only increased their faith. And they said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us, and He is the best to protect. So they returned with favor from Allah and His grace. No evil touched them, and they followed the pleasure of Allah, and Allah is the Lord of mighty grace. It is only the shaitan, the devil, that frightens you, frightens his supporters. So don't fear them, but fear me, if it is that you really are believers. O you who believe, we have all woken up in the unfolding story that hit us last night about New Zealand. And we found out with terrible information, even on the internet, that a gunman entered into two masjids, 49 people were killed, 41 at Masjid An-Nur, 7 at the Linwood Mosque, another died in the hospital. And we at this moment, and at all times, with believers around the world, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter them into the highest part of Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon them and to accept them as shuhada, to accept them as martyrs. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen their families and to strengthen Muslims all over the planet. What we do know is that the killer, or who so far has been brought into court, was a right-wing terrorist. White supremacy, Brenton Tarrant. There are two others who have also been arrested. He wrote on his weapon, Alexander Bissonnet. This is the killer in Quebec City. He carried out this action according to him by a group called the Reborn Knights of the Templar, a crusading name. And he wrote a manifesto. He called it the Great Replacement Towards a New Society. And the essence of this manifesto comes in three areas. And we need to be aware of the greater picture of things that are happening around us. Because this did not start yesterday. This is a continuation of an old struggle that started right from the beginning of time and will continue to the day of resurrection. In his manifesto, the essence of his reasoning was, number one, and these are his words, to directly reduce immigration rates in European lands by intimidating and physically removing the invaders themselves. Intimidation, physical removal. Number two, to agitate the political enemies of my people into action, to cause them to overextend their hand and experience the eventual and inevitable backlash. So he wants Muslims to overreact, to make a backlash in these lands in order to carry out their plans, to incite violence, retaliation, and further divide between the European people and the invaders who are currently occupying European soil. This is the delusion of an insane terrorist. But this is something which is not new to us. It is a manifestation of Islamophobia. Let this word be imprinted in your minds and the minds of our children. Let it be known in the society. Let us be vigilant never to let any situation with Muslims pass without mentioning Islamophobia, the illogical fear of Islam and Muslims. Because now it is showing its murderous hand. But we have to remember that there is a $2 million Islamophobia machine in America pumping out information in order to rile up small-minded people. We know it kills because we suffered the Quebec massacre. 2 months ago in Edmonton, right-wing terrorists entered the masjid. But fortunately, they were escorted out. Muslims were ready for them, and they took them out. In India, there are daily beef lynchings, lynchings of people who eat beef. The Oslo killer, Oslo, Norway, Anders Breivik, he murdered 70 people, and he wrote a manifesto similar to this one. Islamophobia has created the largest refugee camp in the world in Burma, in Myanmar, of the Rohingya people. Islamophobia, this irrational fear in China, has created the largest concentration camp in the world. 3 million Uyghur Muslims put into concentration camps. Indian Islamophobes stripped 4 million Muslims in India of citizenship. And the United Nations Genocide Watch, they're watching India now for a potential genocide. In the Central African Republic, something which does not make the news generally, every single masjid has been destroyed. 500 masjids have been destroyed in the Central African Republic. Masjid al-Aqsa right now, the third of our harams, is under attack. In Bab al-Rahma, a locking cage has been put there to lock out Muslims from coming in. Thousands of Muslims are praying there and demonstrating. And recently they were attacked inside the masjid. You don't see it in the news. They were attacked inside of the masjid. And so it continues. The reality of our situation continues. But we need to remember the example of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. They took a stand for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had what we call husnul dhann billah. We have to have the best belief, our understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know the future. And if we don't know the future, then we shouldn't be afraid of the future. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what will happen in the future. And husnul dhann billah will tell us we believe in Allah. We believe that Allah has the best for us. Some of us will live longer. Other of us will depart this earth, inshallah, in a state of Islam. We have to have this positive understanding of the creator of the heavens and the earth. We need to support each other. This is a time when you need to now look at your brother and sister. To regard your brother and sister, even if they're not your race, your tribe, your language, that person may be the one who will save your life. That is your real brother and sister, even deeper than your physical brother and sister. And that is the test that this ummah is under right now. We are under a test. We are in a purge that Allah will cleanse us. Allah will decide who is real and who is unreal. We need to also tighten our defenses. Alhamdulillah, our masjid here, along with local authorities, are tightening defenses around the masjid. But that means not only here, but in other parts of Canada and the world, it means a mental defense. That mentally we keep our eyes open when we come in the area of the masjid, not glued to the cell phone. Keep the eyes open as to what is happening around us. If you see another Muslim in a problem, stand next to the brother or the sister. If you see something funny in the grounds, report it to the authorities, report it to us, so we can respond to this. But support one another in this, because it is in unity. If the Muslim Ummah is united, it will not never be broken. And if it is divided, then Allah will replace us. And so, support one another. Talk about Islamophobia. Let it be known to the children. Don't think that you're shielding your children from something by shielding them from this. Let them grow up understanding that evil is a real thing. And we as believers stand against evil wherever it is possible. Talk about it. Make it known. Reach out to interfaith people, to people of conscience in society who feel the pain that we are feeling. Not just now in this incident, but after this, what is going to happen in our society? What is going to happen around the world? The answer is not to abandon the masjid. One of the imams in Christchurch in New Zealand, where the incident happened, and they said, lock the masjid. He said, we will never abandon the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they want us to leave, we will come in largest numbers. If they want us to leave Masjid al-Aqsa, if we get an opportunity, we will go to Masjid al-Aqsa. Never abandon the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pressurize our officials that there be an official ban on Islamophobia, officially in our society. This is a wake-up call, not to be watered down, but focus on what is happening to us. Because by circling our wagons, by supporting one another, by setting up the institutions to defend our children, defend our society, then we are setting a strong direction for the future of Islam here, as in the rest of the world. This is a critical moment for our ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the last testament. He has put it in our hearts and in our minds. And do not think that we will not be tested. Do not think that fitna, that trial and tribulation will not come to us as it came to believers before us. But the believers took a stand. They had husnuddan billah. They believed that Allah would do the best for them in this life and in the hereafter. So let us dig down deep. If the fear is in our hearts, take it out. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the future. And it is better for us to die, to leave this world as men and women of Islam, instead of turn our backs in fear. We believe that our brothers and sisters are making a transition into gender. That inshallah, they will be shaheed. And one of the things that the shaheed will say, as reported by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they asked the shaheed, what would you want the most? And he would say, I want to return back to earth so I can die again for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From what I am seeing now, the grace that I am seeing now. And so let us remember our brothers and sisters constantly all around the world where this is happening. Let us remember not only with our dua, but with our assistance, with our intelligence, with our knowledge. This is the time to close ranks. And for believers, if we have patience, fortitude, then this can turn into a positive situation for us, instead of being one to cause depression and anxiety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the heavens and the earth. When we say Allahu Akbar, we mean it. That Allah is greater than everything in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter our brothers into sisters into the highest part of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the children who died in Christ shall enter them into the highest part of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the shuhada all around the world, the Uyghur Muslims, Muslims in Al-Aqsa, in Central African Republic. May Allah make it easy for them, tighten their ranks. May Allah help believers throughout the world and raise up leadership in the Muslim world to take us from darkness into light. And may Allah help all of us that our last word would be kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'ili muslimin min kulli dhanbin astaghfiru innahu huwa ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وأصلي وأسلم على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يقول الحق سبحانه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر عمر عثمان وعلي وأنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين عباد الله يرحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يَعِذُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ قُومُوا إِلَى صَلَاتِكُمْ يَرْحَمُكُمُ اللَّهُ.
Brothers and sisters, sorry to do this.